Terry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Terry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station. We are KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today, we're going to spend the hour talking a little bit about cancer, and I'm sure cancer is that dreaded disease that none of us want to hear, none of us want to talk about, but it probably affects just about everybody. And joining us today from the We Are the Solution is Baron Robison. Did I say it right?
You did say it right. Thank you.
Welcome. What is We Are the Solution?
We're a nonprofit here in Salem. We've been around for a little over a year, started last year. Started out just as a fun activity with my sister and I. My sister's Brenda Ferris. She lives in Mesa, Arizona. In November of 2015, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And they did a mastectomy, or actually a radical mastectomy, but the cancer jumped into her lymph nodes and began running around her bloodstream. So to fight her cancer, she had to radically change her diet.
Okay, tell me a little bit, before we get to the diet, tell me a little bit about your sister. She lives in Mesa, Arizona. She's a mother of three, granddaughter of two. I'm telling you about your sister
there
now.
You are. You're doing great. You're doing great.
She's been married for about 30 years or so?
Yep.
Okay. So she was diagnosed with breast cancer in November of 2015, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Pick it up from there.
Okay. Sounds good. You did a good job recapping my sister. My sister lives in Mesa, Arizona. We grew up in Hermiston. I lived in Newport for years. She lived in Springfield. Her husband's work took him down to Arizona. It was actually kind of interesting how she found out he was doing some venture capital work for a guy who had a machine called a thermography machine.
A thermography?
Thermography machine.
What is that?
So basically you sit in this machine that engulfs your body. Cancer has a heat signature. So cancer's hotter than most of your other cells. So this machine will actually detect those heat signatures.
Okay.
So they're trying to get money raised to get this on the market. They're at a show, and my sister says, hey, I'll just sit in this machine and show you how non-invasive it is. She was just going to demonstrate the machine at this show. Well, they get all done. They go back the next day, and the doctor says, well, I got some bad news. You have cancer. And that's how she found out that she had breast cancer. So they go back to Arizona. She had to have a mastectomy, and the cancer jumped into the lymph nodes, which then begins running through the bloodstream. A tiny spot has settled on her hip and her lungs, but it hasn't grown. So to fight it, based on the kind of cancer she had to use supplements. And she takes 55 different supplements a day.
Oh, come on, 55?
55 supplements a day, from cayenne pepper to all kinds of supplements.
Is she having any type of side effects from the supplements she's taken?
No side effects from the supplements. She makes
really?
Her own green drink.
Okay.
So she grows a garden in the backyard in Mesa, Arizona, and she walks out and she picks some kale and some broccoli, and then she just juices it, and she drinks that. And that is her medication. And she's been doing that for about 2 years.
She's not on any type of pills or anything at all?
She has one estrogen booster. That is the only pharmaceutical pill she takes.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Now, herein lies the problem, Terry, is that insurance does not pay for supplements.
Of course not.
So 55 supplements is about $500 a month out of pocket, because that's how she has to fight her cancer, but her insurance won't pay for it. So when she flew up to do the Warrior Dash with me, it began to grow. People began to want to do this with me. I work at Costco, and 42 of my coworkers and their spouses and their kids did this with us last May. It's a really fun thing.
Okay, what is the Warrior Dash?
So in May, in Canby, there's a 3-mile, 12 obstacles course that involves mud and water and fire, and it's not really hard, but it is pretty muddy.
Sounds fun.
It is actually a lot of fun. Yep, we're going to do it again here in about a month. My coworkers thought it sounded like fun to do it, and they wanted to support my sister in the fight. They'd actually never met my sister, but they wanted to support her.
Sure.
So we had 42 people in this really bright pink t-shirt running around that course. And that really actually created a tremendous amount of camaraderie during that event. And that's how this whole thing started, was just doing something fun. But I did know that maybe I could raise a little money and she could go home with some money to help with this $500 a month. So I contacted KGW and Tracy Berry actually ran a story about us a year ago. You can still see that story if you go to helpteambrenda.com. There's a link to that KGW story. Once that story hit the news in March, I was in the t-shirt business.
Really?
Didn't realize it.
Yeah.
But we now have at least one shirt in 15 states. There are two in Paris, France, and there are two in British Columbia.
And the shirts mean what?
The shirts, that shirt back then.
For that particular event?
For that particular event.
Okay.
Said, "Help Team Brenda" across the front.
Okay.
And on the back, it had a picture of a donkey, and it just says, "Kicking cancer in the..."
Donkey rear.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And people wanted to support Brenda, so the proceeds went to my sister. They agreed with the message. I didn't really want a swear word on there, but you can infer whatever you want from my little message on the back of that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that 15 states and two foreign countries...
That is awesome.
...have the shirt.
That is awesome. Yeah. So how much money was raised?
Brenda went home with about $3,000.
Really? Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And then once she got home, so like the first part of June, I remember I called her up and I said, "You realize that your fight, what you're doing, inspired some of my friends here in Salem to change their life. I watched a guy that I work with at Costco change his diet, lose 40 pounds, start exercising. I watched a girl who really didn't think she could do that warrior dash do it. So it was this mental victory of finishing that course. So I said, why don't we make a business? Why don't we make a business where we could do some fundraising and share the profits? So we formed a business called Help Team Brenda.
Nice.
And we started doing fundraising.
How long did it take you to do the course?
A little less than an hour.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I don't even drive that fast. Really?
Yeah, I think I came in at like 55 minutes, something like that.
Tell me a little bit about the course. I know you said a little bit about it, but what you said it's involving mud. So you're going through mud and fire and water. What are you doing?
So one of the obstacles is actually a lot of fun. They take a pallet and they drill a hole in the four corners of the pallet and they attach ropes to the pallet so it sways.
Okay.
And then you have five pallets. So you have to go from pallet to pallet to pallet, but they're spraying you with water the whole time. So it's
What's underneath those pallets? Is that where the mud is?
That's where the muddy water is.
Nice.
So if you fall off, you fall in the muddy water.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one where as you're running along the trail, they took some logs and set them on fire. So you have to jump over these logs.
Okay.
Now, actually, one of my favorite stories from that event, there was a guy that did it with us. His name is Casey McAllister. He lives outside of Monmouth. He lost his legs when he was six.
Okay.
But he is now 32, and he does Spartan races, which are way harder than this thing. So the first obstacle, you drop into this little pit, and then you have to climb your way out of it, and there's three of them, but there's nothing to grip. So you have to get somebody to help pull you out. Well, Casey jumps in. His wife's doing it with him. She's videotaping the whole thing because he has a motivational business. The next runner comes up. They look in there. Here's Casey in this pit, except it looks like he's up to his waist in mud.
Okay.
Even though it's only about 2 inches deep.
Sure, sure.
And he says, "Don't jump here, guys. It's really deep."
Oh.
And that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of
nice.
Fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so let's move on. There's going to be another one of those coming up, you said?
Yeah, so May 17th. It's actually the third weekend in May.
Okay.
It's out in Canby at Pat's Acres. If anyone wants to join us, when you register, there's a spot that says, "Are you part of a team?" Just put "Help Team Brenda," and I have some extra shirts. I'll sell you a shirt. You can join us. We want to have 100 pink warriors at the Warrior Dash.
Nice. Now, are there other people coming out here to do it that same day for their causes too, or is this all for cancer?
So that's actually a really good question because the Warrior Dash was started to raise money for the St. Jude Children's Hospital. So the proceeds from that event go to help childhood cancer, and that organization has raised a little over $15 million nationwide for St. Jude. But some people come for causes. Some come as a team building event for their business or their organization. Some just go to have fun. There is a competitive run in the morning for the really serious runners. And I think the fastest time last year was 23 minutes.
Going through that obstacle course?
Yeah.
Really?
And I can't run 3 miles in 23 minutes.
I don't drive that far.
I know.
Wow.
No, but the ones in the morning, you know, you just come and you see them. They're definitely way more serious. But
yeah.
We go out there as a group to have fun, to have really bright pink t-shirts and spread the message about kicking cancer in the donkey and then support whoever. Last year it was Brenda. We'll see who it is this year. I don't know.
Oh, that's incredible. Is there an age limit?
I think 14 is the youngest.
Okay.
Last year, our youngest was 14 and our oldest was 63.
Nice.
Of our 42 people.
And did you say your wife did it as well?
My wife said she was not going to break a nail, but she
did. That's my wife.
She did root me on from the sideline.
Yeah. See, I don't think I'd want my wife to do it because I'm afraid she might beat me. And that creates a whole new issue. Well, that's going to be taking place, you said, in May. Do we have the exact date?
May 17th in Canby.
Okay.
And if someone wants to do that, just go to warrior-Oregon, so you can filter out the rest of the states. And then you can go to their website and register for the event. If you register for the event and you want to join us, where it says team, just write in help team Brenda, and you'll be part of our organization at that event.
Okay. We've got about 4 minutes left in this particular segment. There's so many questions that I can throw at you here. I'm just trying to figure out which one would be the best. What are some of the side effects of cancer?
There are numerous side effects depending upon the cancer, and I'll give you one example. There's a gal that I work with at Costco. She works in our pharmacy. She had breast cancer several years ago. One of the side effects for the treatment was it created a tremendous amount of neuropathy in her feet. So she actually can't feel her feet. At Christmas time this last year, she got out of her chair, couldn't feel her feet, didn't realize she was standing, fell and broke her shoulder.
Mm.
Very, very badly. She was out of work at Costco for quite a while, came back with a sling, doesn't have the ability to lift like she used to. So the side effect from the cancer there, it isn't the cancer that caused that side effect. It is the treatment of the cancer that caused the side effect.
Could it be the medication? Is that what you're talking about? Or are we talking about the radiation or the chemo or something?
In her case, she actually works at the pharmacy at Costco, so I actually asked her. It wasn't the medication. It was actually the radiation. The radiation created some nerve damage, and then she couldn't feel her feet, creating the neuropathy. So the broken shoulder isn't directly caused by the cancer, but if she hadn't had the radiation, she wouldn't have got the neuropathy, and she wouldn't have fallen and broken her shoulder. So, and that's just one example. There's so many examples of side effects.
I'm going through the neuropathy right now. I've got diabetes, and one of the effects of diabetes is neuropathy. And it's a weird feeling not being able to feel your feet. And when I walk, sometimes I stumble. And, you know, my wife is usually right there when we're going places, because you don't have control over it. You don't feel, you know, your feet are numb.
And until you actually experience that, it's hard to describe it to somebody.
Yeah, it's like back pain. How do you describe back pain? It hurts.
Right.
But, you know, so, yeah, that's it. We have about 2 minutes left in this segment here. When people are told they have the C word.
Yes.
I remember when I was told I had cancer in my kidney in 1997. I had to remove my kidney. And when they told me that, I remember you're just getting this lump in my throat. You just think, okay, you start thinking gloom and doom. Okay, I'm going to die. But people don't necessarily die with cancer. There's ways of treating it, and that does happen. But when you hear that word, I lost, like I told you earlier, I lost my dad, my mom, and my brother, and a kidney to cancer. So when you hear that, it tends to scare the hell out of you.
Yes, yeah.
When your sister found out about it, how did she react?
Her husband can read medical journals at a level that most people can't. And so their reaction was to research like crazy. There was a tremendous amount of fear and anxiety, but then there became this unbelievable amount of research.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they really came up with how to treat her cancer. So when someone contacts our organization, the first thing I usually tell them is send Brenda a message on Facebook, because they've probably already researched the answer
right.
that you're asking about.
Right. Okay. We're talking right now. Our guest today is Baron Robinson from the We Are the Solution, and we're talking cancer. And we'll be back. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's guest. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. We are KSLM. More in just a minute. She's back in the river. Yes, the Willamette Queen is back, bigger, better than ever. The next time you plan an event, think of the Willamette Queen. Whether it's a lunch cruise, a gourmet dinner cruise, a brunch cruise, or just an excursion, they are back, and they are operating year-round. Give the Willamette Queen a call, 503-371-1103. That's 503-371-1103. Remember, it's the Willamette Queen.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Welcome back to The Terry Soul Weekend Show, sponsored today by the Willamette Queen. The Queen is back. Next time you are planning an event, plan on the Queen, the Willamette Queen. 503-371-1103 is her number. If you'd like to make a reservation, give them a call, 503-371-1103. Today we're talking with Baron Robison from the We Are the Solution. We're talking a little bit about kicking cancer's rear end. And when we last broke, talking a little bit about where you guys are at right now. What is your mission? Where are you going with
it? Last summer, Terry, when Brenda had flown home after we did the Warrior Dash, I went to work at Costco and one of my coworkers had just found that she had a lump in each one of her breasts. She was going to have a double mastectomy. I had thought about doing the Spartan race, never really gave it a lot of consideration. Myself and two other coworkers decided to dedicate all of the training it would take to do the Spartan for this coworker. And so I realized that everyone has a loved one that's affected by cancer. And even though I did this for my sister last year, these coworkers at Costco were going to train. And the Spartan's a different creature. It's a lot harder, more physical. But they were going to have to train for 2 months for this very physical obstacle course. And it dawned on me, we all have a loved one that's been affected by cancer. Even though Brenda inspired me, what inspires you? What motivates you to train for an obstacle course? What motivates you to do whatever it is? And I ran into this lady here in town named Victoria Shin. And Victoria works at U.S. Bank. And it was purely a chance meeting that I met her. A friend of hers had bought a shirt for her, asked me if I'd take a shirt to her because she has survived stage 4 breast cancer that went to her bones and her lungs, and she is cancer free. And I met this lady, and she's an amazing lady, and I'm like, and there are so many people like her. So I just want to keep telling stories. I want to keep meeting people that have survived this C word, that have found a way to get past it. And how can we get past it? But more importantly, how can we prevent it? How can we change the culture so that maybe you don't get cancer? And over the course of the next several months between July and the end of the year, we did a fundraiser for my friend at Costco. And then I met a lady whose husband had brain cancer, Rob Heppner, who you mentioned opened a bank account for you. So we did a fundraiser to help her out because he passed away before that fundraiser occurred. And now she's 35 years old, widow with a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. And then we met a lady in Newburgh who had breast cancer and wanted to do cryoablation.
What is that?
So cryoablation is another option. You can cut the cancer out. You can do radiation and burn it out. You can use chemo and poison it out. Cryoablation injects a needle directly on the cell and then puts nitrous oxide. So basically you're going to freeze the cancer out. You freeze the cell. It breaks off, breaks up and sloughs off out your body.
What are the side effects for that?
Zero. Because you're not putting poison in your body, and you're not radiating the cell. You're going a needle directly on the one cell that's the problem, and then putting nitrous oxide to freeze it. The cell breaks up and then just passes like anything.
Why don't we hear a lot about that? Is that fairly new?
It's relatively new. There are only 4 clinics on the West Coast. It's a lot less expensive than chemotherapy or radiation.
Well, I don't understand why that's not widely used.
In my non-medical opinion,
okay,
because it's less expensive, there's less money to be made using it, and there are other factors. For example, my sister couldn't use it because the cancerous cell has developed these tentacles, and once your cancer cell isn't round but it begins to have these little tentacles, then the cryoablation won't work. In the girl in Newburgh's case, the tumor was growing so fast that they were actually afraid the tumor was going to push through her skin. So this,
really?
Yeah. So the tumor was out of control. It was duplicating itself faster than they could stop it, and they actually had to move her surgery date from December to October. So the cryoablation wouldn't work because the cell was it was growing too fast. They couldn't freeze it. But if they can catch it in stage 1 or stage 2, then you can usually freeze the cell. It breaks up, goes away.
Everybody has stories. Everybody you talk to, and I shared a little with mine, but my mom became a widow with 4 kids, 2 still in diapers, at 31 years old. She had never written a check in her life, and all of a sudden my dad, when he passed away, left her a business. And so she had to do a lot of learning real fast there.
Wow.
I saw what she went through, even though I was young, 7 years old at the time. I saw what she went through. And then when she developed cancer, it was amazing because the doctor told her, you've probably got about 6 weeks. And she looked at him and she says, I won't be ready in 6 weeks. And she went a year and a half.
Wow.
She kept her sense of humor, which was amazing. I wonder where I get mine. But I took her that night to Costco. She wanted to buy a book. And she got a book and she turned it sideways. She goes, nah, I don't think I'll finish it in time. And I thought, okay. But right up to the end there, she kept her sense of humor with it. When my brother got it, he was 61 years old and probably the toughest SOB I've ever met in my life. He just told me, he says, I'm not going to let it take me out. Fortunately, it did, because cancer doesn't care who you are, how old you are. It cares nothing about that, does it?
Nope.
It's going after you. It's going to go after you.
Yeah. We say that, and I say to people all the time, we are a faith-based organization, and we proudly have a scripture on the front of our logo. But cancer doesn't care whether you're a Jew or a Muslim or a Christian or a Beaver fan or a Duck fan. Doesn't care. Cancer doesn't care. And doesn't care whether you're a 7-year-old watching your dad pass away or a 61-year-old tough SOB.
How many people die of cancer?
The American Cancer Society released their official numbers for 2017. We lost 600,920 Americans in 2017. Worldwide, 8.8 million people died of cancer. Worldwide. Now, to put that in perspective for your listeners, that is the entire LA basin except San Diego.
Really?
That's the entire LA basin except San Diego died in 1 year of cancer.
So how is Brenda doing?
Brenda's doing well. You know, what's interesting is these little warrior dashes and these Spartans, they occur in Arizona. And her husband once said to her, why don't you just do these down here? I mean, you don't have to buy a plane ticket. She says, because my support team, my friends, are in Oregon. So she's going to fly up in May and do the Warrior Dash with us again.
Does she come up here and talk with people that might be going through the same? I mean, yeah, it's like we said earlier, when you get that word, that you've got that C word, your whole life all of a sudden just stops, and it's now upside down.
Yeah, and we share with people anti-cancer tips all the time, and one of the very first things that doctors are saying, there's a lot of doctors now that are saying social support, love, will affect you at a cellular level. And if you get that diagnosis of the C word, don't go in your room and hide. You got to have your family, your friends, your coworkers. You need a social support. For Brenda, it's these people that do these warrior dashes with us. That's her social support.
But it's so hard not to want to just go someplace and shut the door.
It is.
To me, that would be the first thing I'd want to do is just leave me alone.
Yeah. Brenda's first thought was, why me? She lived a fairly healthy lifestyle. She didn't do anything that you would think on the surface would have caused the cancer to show up. But one of the other things that will cause cancer, and she thinks this may have been the case for her, stress. If you cannot reduce the stress in your life, that will affect you at a cellular level. And that may have caused hers. It's hard to say, but
we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's guest, Baron Robison. We're talking about We Are the Solution, kicking cancer's rear. Back in a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2. 1, you're on.
She's back in the river. Yes, the Willamette Queen is back, bigger, better than ever. The next time you plan an event, think of the Willamette Queen. Whether it's a lunch cruise, a gourmet dinner cruise, a brunch cruise, or just an excursion, they are back, and they are operating year-round. Give the Willamette Queen a call, 503-371-1103. That's 503-371-1103. Remember, it's the Willamette Queen. Welcome back to the Terry Salt Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Today's show is being sponsored by our good friends over on the Willamette Queen. The Queen is back in the river. If you get a chance, you have an event, give them a call, 371-1103. We're talking with Baron Robison, who is the executive director of We Are Solution, and unfortunately, we're talking about a rather disgusting disease, cancer.
Yes, it is.
We don't like that word.
No, we don't, but no. We can't keep ignoring it. It's getting out of control.
When we were talking earlier on the last break there, or before the last break, we talked a little bit about everybody seems to know somebody or had a family member or themselves that's had cancer. At one point, it seems like it goes through everyone's life. And it's a horrible thought, yeah. But it happens.
Yeah.
You've got some stories you can share with us?
I do. And before I jump into those stories, I did want to read you one thing. I was talking a little bit about social support. This is actually from the newsletter that's going to be on our Facebook page here soon, but it's our anti-cancer tip. There was an 11-year follow-up study on survival and recurrence of women diagnosed with breast cancer that participated in support groups. And what that study showed was that women who had group-based intervention and who learned to manage their stress had a 75% lower risk of dying from breast cancer after 11 years.
Really?
So you got breast cancer, you've had it for 11 years, your chances of dying reduced by 75% by doing one thing, having a group-based intervention and learning to control your stress. So I guess two things. But it also said there are also 55% lower risk of having a recurrence of breast cancer. So something as simple as love and social support made a big difference in that study, which was an 11-year study of women who had breast cancer.
Lowering your stress is not as easy as just turning it off.
No.
Okay. I think probably, especially nowadays, everybody has stress. And how do you get control of it? That's a tough one.
And that is a tough one. We're at a point in society where everyone's job seems to have higher expectations. You have family stresses. You know, I think my own personal life, my kids are grown up. That creates a whole different level of stress when your kids are adults now and you still care about them. And everyone's different. But you're going to have to find a way to control, reduce your stress. Surprisingly for me, in the last year and a half, these warrior dashes, training for them, I'm fairly athletic. I like doing that stuff. But if that's not what you do, then find a place to meditate. Go to the beach and sit and listen to the ocean. Find some way to reduce the stress in your life.
My doctor told me, he says, you need to reduce stress. And I told him, I try, but she won't leave. Unfortunately, my wife, Patty, was in the room when I said that. And it was a rough day ride home. One of the things, though, that we do is we get in the car and we drive. And the reason we do that is because nowadays, and I'm not sure about you, Baron, but it seems like when I come home from work or my wife comes home from work, she wants to tell me about her work. I don't really care about her work. I want to tell her about my work. She doesn't care about my work. So there's not a lot of communication. But when you're in a car, there's no escape.
Right.
There's no escape. And sometimes we'll get in the car and we'll just drive. And we'll drive to the coast. We'll drive to port. We'll drive to wherever. Maybe for the first half hour, an hour, we're not talking. Nothing's to be said because I don't have nothing to say or she doesn't. And then all of a sudden you just start communicating. And it seems like that has helped not only our relationship, but it seems to alleviate some of the stress.
Right.
By just doing that simple thing like what you're talking about. Do something that you enjoy and it can help.
My wife is a dispatcher for 911.
Been there, done that.
That's a different level
here
of stress.
Here in Salem?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, here in Salem. She has had to find a way to deal with her stress. And I would always tell her when she would come home, I could tell when she had a bad day because her voice would change. And I say, you're using your dispatch voice on me. Because there's this very short, direct, to the point. You're trying to get the talker, you know, the person calling in.
Right.
And we had to find a way as a couple to help her deal with her stress because her stress had her diabetes out of control. And it just was kind of a fluke thing. But we both run now. And we didn't 2 years ago. But everyone's different. And if you don't get your stress under control, it's going to hit you through diabetes or cancer or whatever. I think your rides are spot on because, like you say, you're in a car and maybe it's just quiet for 15, 20 minutes, but pretty soon you start talking about something.
Right. And it could be something as simple as, look at that guy in front of us. And then all of a sudden we'll start talking. Because I did go through that 911 stuff years ago, I will tell you this. That is one stressful job. She could be talking to somebody who's dying. And as soon as she hangs up, the next call comes in, the dog next door is barking.
Yep.
And you have to deal with that. That's a real stressful job that she's doing there. How long has she been doing it?
17 years.
Good for her.
Not a lot of dispatchers actually retire because they just can't handle that stress for that long.
Yeah.
So stress is a big one. Love and social support. That's the theme of our next newsletter, is really to talk about that love and social support. And if you'll allow me, Terry, I'd like to
tell
you, there's some people here in our community. One of them just passed away. And I tell people that of all the organizations that are out there, not many of them, if any of them, are sharing these stories with you. So we have two programs. We educate you on how to live an anti-cancer lifestyle, and then we support. Sometimes that support needs to be financial, like my sister. We call it GAP services. Sometimes that support is just emotional, like to be there for someone or tell their story. So this young man, his name is James Burns. He grew up outside of the Staten area, Jefferson, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
I actually never met James. This story was submitted to me by someone who found out about us and sent me an email. At 19 years old, James was diagnosed with testicular cancer. And in most cases, you can cut it out. So with cancer, you cut it out, you burn it out. With radiation, you poison it out. In most cases, you can cut it out. What they did at 19 is they gave him a blast of chemotherapy as well, hoping that that would take care of whatever cancer might be in the rest of his body. That was fine for about 4 or 5 years. And then the little markers that they check with cancer began to tick up, and they found another spot on his lung. And they took care of it the same way. They cut it out, and they gave him a second blast of chemotherapy. Now, I do know, because one of the members of our board is a doctor, he told me that if you and I were to get 2 blasts of chemotherapy, we probably wouldn't survive. But he was young enough that he did. And then he was fine for another 5 years, and it came back again in his neck, and then a lump behind his in his chest, behind his heart. Well, it was in a place where no surgeon was going to dare try to cut that out. And he'd already been blasted with chemotherapy twice, and it wasn't working. So in the medical community, they call that mutated cancer. Your cells have figured out how to resist chemotherapy. So there wasn't a lot they could do for him. They kind of took care of him the best they could, but July of last year, they found another spot in his brain. That when they tried some radiation, took care of that, but the side effects affected his lungs. So at the end of last year, he said it felt like he was suffocating on his lungs. And this was a side effect from everything else that already happened. He spent most of last Thanksgiving and last Christmas in just awful pain. And he turned 30 last year. But at the end of last year, they hospitalized him. They said there was pretty much nothing they could do. They were out of options. It was only a matter of time. He kind of went home and was going to ride it out. But he was determined to fight, and that's why I like this young man. On February the 25th, so what is that, a month and a half ago, they found another spot in his liver. This would be the 7th spot in his body. They're out of options. Chemo's not working. Nothing that they can do with Western medicine's working. He's still trying to do CBD, which is a whole different conversation.
And is he in pain?
A lot of pain.
Okay.
Bottom line is he lasted for about another month, March 25th, week and a half ago, into the hospital, and he passed away on the 27th. 30. And I think his wife is 27 or 28. I haven't met her yet. And they have a 1.5-year-old child. So on the last Friday of this month, his celebration for life is out at the Oregon Garden. And even though I never met this young man, you know, he never gave up the fight. 11 years with 7 parts of his body, chemo blast just over and over again. There's another gentleman that lives here in town. His name is Dave Wentz. Now, Dave's in his late 60s. He served in Vietnam. He actually couldn't tell me a lot about Vietnam because he was in a very covert job. He joined the Air Force in the 60s when you were drafted. His job was to intercept communications. So he was in what was called a sanitized plane. There was no markings. He could not leave any signs of DNA for the North Vietnamese to find out. So they couldn't use deodorant. They couldn't have underwear. They couldn't use toothpaste. No signs of his DNA could be found. At one point, there was a 5,000 bags of rice bounty on his head. Now think about how much that would feed a little village in Vietnam. 5,000.
Yeah.
The Vietnamese wanted him dead pretty bad. He was shot down 3 times while in Vietnam. The 3rd time he was shot down, they thought they had a North Vietnamese POW camp found, so they flew in really low. The North Vietnamese hit the plane with a shoulder-mounted rocket, threw him against the plane hard enough that it knocked him unconscious for 3 months. They flew him to Da Nang, to Saigon, to the Philippines, eventually to Japan, where he came to and then was released. Well, he lives here in Salem, and he's volunteered for the disabled veterans for over 40 years. And 8 months ago, he found that he had testicular cancer. And once again, they cut it out, but he's part of the 10%, so it's come back in his bladder and his kidney, and it's stage 4. And our organization has just stepped in, trying to help him out. We're doing a fundraiser to try to help him out. So these people live in our community, and no one's telling their story, and they are fighting.
So this guy fought like hell in Vietnam and was shot down or shot at 3 different times and blah. Was in a coma for a couple of months, survived it all.
And cancer.
And cancer comes to try to interfere with his life.
In fact, he told me that he was one of 13 survivors out of 128 that went to Vietnam with his group. One of 13. They had 26 planes when they got there. There were only 4 planes left. Everyone else in his group was either dead or missing.
Wow. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with today's guests. We're talking with Baron Robison from the We Are the Solution, helping kicking cancer's rear end. And you're listening to the Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM, 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by our friends over on the Willamette Queen. 503-371-1103 is the number for the Willamette Queen. Back in just a moment. Hi, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo.
And this is Doc Nelson.
Hey, you know, I am on, Doc, every Saturday at 10 o'clock right here on KSLM. Do you ever listen?
Oh, all the time. I also know you're on Sundays and a repeat broadcast.
That's right. Sundays at 11 o'clock, you can hear me, and you never know who my guests are going to be.
They're like, always special.
Maybe even Doc Nelson.
I've been there.
There you go. So join us right here on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, KSLM, and 1220 AM. We're done, Doc.
Oh, now?
Right now.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Hey, this is Donny Osmond. I just want to say congratulations to my buddy Terry Saul. Terry is going to be opening up for BJ Thomas for a few shows. Good job, Terry. Way to go, dude.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. We are back with our final few minutes. And don't forget, you can hear us each and every Saturday at 10 a.m. and an encore presentation Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on 104.3 FM, 1220 AM. We are Salem's original radio station, KSLM. Our guest today has been Baron Robison, who is the executive director from We Are the Solution, and we've been talking about kicking cancer's rear end there. And you shared a couple of stories with us on our last segment there. Can you share one more for us?
I trained for the Warrior Dash and then eventually the Spartan Race. I did all that for my sister, but my really good friend, his name is Jess Wilson, he decided to do the Spartan Race with us, and he realized that he needed to find somebody close to him that he could train for, something that would motivate him to keep exercising and running. His wife worked at a dental practice, and she said, well, there's this patient that comes in all the time. Her name is Jamie Savage, and she's been battling breast cancer for over 10 years. So Jess actually never met Jamie. He was going to meet her, but her chemo was really kind of making her feel bad, and she didn't want to see him. So he would send her a text every day, you know, day 50, training done, day 49, training done. And that really inspired her and kept her going, that this guy that had never met her would train for her to do the Spartan Race last August. So we did the Spartan. We did great. It was a lot of fun. He wanted to meet her. So in September of last year, Kathy, his wife, took him over to meet Jamie. And at that point, the chemo wasn't doing any good. They weren't getting rid of the cancer, and they had taken her off chemo. And she had made the decision that she was not going to make it to her 50th birthday, which was this January. She's 49 years old, not married, no kids, no direct family around her. Her only family was really her fellow support group. She wanted to be in control to the very end, which is why we say our mission is empowering you to take control of your own body. Her decision was death with dignity. And she actually asked Jess, would you support me in this? And he said, religiously, I don't support that. But it's your decision, it's your body. The trick with death with dignity is you have to administer it to yourself. It's a pill that allows you to pass away, but you have to administer. I can't give it to you. If I give it to you, then it becomes murder,
yeah.
Right?
Is this legal?
It is legal in Oregon.
Really?
It is legal in Oregon. Death with dignity is legal in Oregon. And they had researched it, and she had made the decision that she was not going to let cancer take her down. She was going to end her own life, death with dignity.
Really?
So my friend had made the decision that he'd be there for her. Well, they went over at Thanksgiving of last year to help her with this event. The trouble is that the medication that she was on, you talked about the side effects earlier, the medication it was on did not allow her to swallow. So she couldn't do it. She couldn't take the pill because she couldn't swallow. So at that point, it's like, well, we're going to transport you. Hospital's there. We're going to transport you with the firefighters. And she did not want to go to that home either. My friend Jess just put his hands on her head and said, go home. And she did.
Really?
2 hours later.
You know, I'll tell you, Baron, there's something to that. When my mom passed, she told us what day she was going to pass. My dad died on the 22nd, and she says, I'm going to go home on the 22nd. The morning that she passed, they called us at the hospital and says, she might want to get down here. So we got down there. She had a calendar right above her bed, and she opened up her eyes that morning and looked at the calendar, and she asked, what's the day today? And my sister says, the 22nd. She goes, okay. And she looked at us and closed her eyes, and that was it. I mean, there's power behind that.
Yeah.
When that guy put his hand on her head and said, go home, she was ready to go home.
She was ready to go home. Yeah.
It's amazing. And
whether a person agrees or disagrees with death with dignity, the mission of our organization is to empower you to take control of your own body. And that was her decision, and she was in control. She wasn't going to let cancer take her down, and she also wasn't going to go to that home. She wasn't going to let the firefighters transport her from her house to that hospice situation. And my friend Jess knew that. So he just said, go home. And she did.
Legally speaking, he didn't do anything wrong.
No. No. He did was, he was actually massaging her head is what he was doing. And
yeah.
And his wife says, if you're going to do it, you probably better do it now. And it just kind of quietly just kind of said to her, I mean, it's a prayer.
Right.
That's not illegal.
Right.
Yet.
Exactly. So this pill, just because I have not heard of this thing, is, well, except for Dr. Kevorkian, but I don't think his was a pill, was it? Was it an injection that he used to do? Does it take effect right away?
So I don't know a lot about that pill, so I probably shouldn't even start speculating. I just know that when this was going to happen, my friend told me this is what she wanted to do.
Wow.
And if I start speculating, I'm going to give you know,
okay.
What I do know is in the end, it wasn't the breast cancer that took her down. The chemotherapy killed her liver. And technically, she died of liver failure. So you asked earlier about the side effects. The cancer in her breast did not kill her. They used chemo to try to kill the cancer. It killed her liver. And she died of liver failure.
Wow. What do you need? Do you need sponsors? You need donors? What is it you need?
We are literally a startup organization.
Okay.
We were formed November of last year. It went from just me helping Brenda and then Brenda and I helping some people to we want to bring 1 million people in this really bright pink T-shirt that your listeners can't see, but 1 million people to Washington, D.C. to make a statement. We're not there. There are some agenda items that hopefully we can push when that happens, but that'll happen in 2022. We got some time to make that happen. Because we're a startup, we need money, you know, and the hardest part of my job as the executive director is that asking for money. I can tell these stories, but we need some money. We are doing an event that I think is actually pretty cool, the Corvallis Knights, which is a developmental baseball league in Corvallis. You have to be a college student to play with the Corvallis Knights, so it's different than the Volcanoes. They have agreed that on July the 19th, they will allow us to come in and they'll do a 50-50 raffle. They do that for lots of groups there in Corvallis. So up through the 7th inning, we'll sell raffle tickets and they'll draw a number and the person wins half and we win half. But while talking to them, I said, I have an idea. Let's pink out the park. Let's put a pink T-shirt in every single seat so that when the people show up to watch this game, they got a pink T-shirt to wear.
Nice.
And we're going to, that much bright pink will be seen from the space station.
Nice.
They get about 2,000 people. But we need an underwriter. We need a business that will step up. And it can be 4 or 5, you know. It'll cost, and I'm just guessing here, but about $10,000 to pay for that many T-shirts. So if one person wants their name big and bold on the back of the shirt, fantastic. If 5 businesses want $2,000 each, that's fantastic. But the shirt that I've got now has 6 sponsors on it. But we're going to pink out the park. July the 19th, the Corvallis Knights are playing the Walla Walla Suites. How's
perfect.
That?
Perfect.
Yeah. But beyond that, we have a Facebook page. It's We Are the Solution. You have to use an underscore between each word. So it's we underscore r underscore. Go to our Facebook page. We're sharing answer cancer tips. We're sharing survivor stories. Go to our .com, helptobrenda.com. You can see the stories on there too. And if you want contacts on any of those, as much as I hate to be the guy that's out there preaching for money, it's going to take some money to kick cancer in the donkey.
All right. Is there a phone number anybody can get a hold of you? Don't give a home number out there because they... I know who listens to my show, so...
Just email helpteambrenda@gmail.com. You can contact me that way. helpteambrenda@gmail.com. And I will email anybody back, and if it's serious, then we'll find a place to sit down here in town and talk. That's how most people that are believing in what we're doing... And I got to tell you, Terry, people are rallying around this message. It's time to kick cancer in the donkey.
Good. Baron Robinson has been our guest. He is the executive director of We Are the Solution there. And if you would like some more information on that, you can always call us here at the radio station. We'll, of course, pass that on. Hey, would you come back and do this again? I've got 1,000 more questions I'd love to ask you and hear some more of your stories, too. Would you come back?
I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to.
You've been listening to the Terry Shaw Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, 1220 AM, KSLM. We'll be back next week. Take care.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.